Hi everyone, this is Meredith, and this is my very first audio boo, so bear with me if it's not exactly right. This all reminds me of yesterday. I was doing what families typically do all over the United States on Saturday, which is basically taking my daughter from event to event. She started out with ice skating lessons and then moved on to soccer and then finally wound up the day with Daisy Girl Scouts. The thing that I want to talk today about is kids' sports and what I really didn't know. My daughter is not a natural athlete. She has to work really hard to do well at her soccer game. But you know what? It's okay. It's totally okay. She tries her best. She did an awesome job at the game yesterday. She plays defense on her soccer team, and she made a couple of plays that really made a difference. But the thing that I didn't know about kids' sports when I was a kid was that you really don't have to already be good to be on the team. You just have to be willing to get in there and learn. And that's something that I had no idea. I thought you actually had to be a star soccer player before thinking about signing up for the six-year-old soccer team. And it got me to wondering about what else in life, you know, I haven't done or haven't even tried because I thought I had to have a level of mastery before I even got in and played the game. And you know, it seems really silly to me. It's like, well, why not take a painting class even if you can't paint? Or I recently took a music class. I'm starting to learn how to play the harp. And I was a little afraid because I don't have any music theory and don't read music. But it was a really good experience. And I wasn't the worst in the class and I wasn't the best in our little class of three. But I had a really great time and I learned something new. So something to think about is, what have you decided not to do because you decided that you're not good enough to start? You know, in your business, have you decided to stay away from working with HTML because you're afraid to learn it? Some of the things that I'm afraid to learn is to do with math. So, you know, maybe I should try to learn some math just to broaden my horizons. So go ahead and leave in the comments something that you've always wanted to try, and maybe I can help you try it.